This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy here, and welcome to the 206th episode of the Town Hall Academy. Hey, thanks for always tuning in. Hey, the pandemic was a test of preparedness, fortitude, leadership, nerves, and many others. Our topic today is proof of concept and the story behind the strong getting stronger. The leaders who listened and implemented the strategies being served up by the industry pundits, especially coaches over the last 3 to 4 years, found themselves in a really good place. Now, you've heard the wisdom and insights on the podcast, essential tactics like a strong business culture, a commitment to training your team, firing non-productive or toxic employees, DVI, cloud-based software, text-to-pay, strong leadership, and the list goes on and on. Smart marketing, managing KPIs, good financial statements, building processes and systems, etc., etc., etc. In essence, the strong found their pandemic recovery easier than others. And that's what we're talking about today. Proof of concept. Joining me is Chris Cotton, AJ Neely, and Michael Gallini. They all agree that they are in a better spot because they implemented and worked the strategies and tactics that the industry knows will create success and sustainable profits. So let's talk about it. I'm grateful to Shop Marketing Pros and Shopware for sponsoring the Academy. Hey, now more than ever, as we continue with COVID-19, you're focused on bringing cars through your bays safely and efficiently. Shopware's shop management system offers a completely contactless workflow. Your customers can review, approve, and even pay for the repairs right from their smartphone or personal device. I think it's time. Request a demo and see them in action on the web at getshopware.com. Hey, when someone searches for a shop, who are they finding? Your competitors? Well, I hope not. It should be you. The good people at Shop Marketing Pros know how to drive website traffic and make Google work for you. On the web at shopmarketingpros.com. This episode's key talking points are already done for you, and they reside on the show notes page at remarkableresults.biz/A206. Have fun. Enjoy. Hey, everyone, it's Carm Capriotto. Welcome to the Town Hall Academy, brought to you from the Remarkable Results Radio Podcast Studio. I have one hell of a crew here today. It's an incredible crew. We are talking about proof of concept. What the hell are you talking about, Carm? This is going to be one of the best shows to kick off the new year than ever. And actually, we're going to prove to you why you should have been a great student of your 20 group, of your business coach, of the industry. We're going to prove that to you. With me is Michael Gallini. Mike, I always have trouble saying that. Your auto shop?
It's everybody. Everybody has a problem with it. But yeah, it's your auto shop. So like your, but you're the European way. So
I love how it works. It's E-U-R-A-U-T-O in Plano, Texas. Good to have you here, Michael.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I saw the recently moved pictures. You've got to come on Aftermarket Weekly and give us a tour, a virtual tour.
Oh, come on. I'm ready for it.
I know. I thought so. Thank you. Because AJ's been on, too. He's given us a beautiful tour of his place. AJ Neely, Neely's Auto Service, Edgewater, Maryland. Hello, AJ.
What's up, Carm? Everyone else? Good to be back on the show.
Great supporter of the show. Chris Cotton, Auto Fix SOS Business Coach. Good to have you here, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me. 2020's over. Thank goodness. 2021, off we go.
Hey, look, it was Chris and I on a podcast, and I think, Chris, it was sometime in May, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was you, me, and several other coaches. I don't know if it was a Town Hall Academy or what it was, and we were, you know, March, April, May was when we were still trying to figure everything out. You had all of us on, and we're talking about, okay, guys, we're going to grind it out. This is what we're going to do. And I'm sitting in the background listening to everybody else, and, you know, all of us coaches are different, but we're all so same, similar, in that we've done these things hundreds of times, and for some reason the proof of concept popped into my head. And then I said it on the podcast, and everybody's like, some of the other coaches were like, holy crap, you know, what is that? And so in my mind, it's like, okay, we've done these things, we've coached these things, we've seen it work hundreds if not thousands of times, and we know this to be true, that this will work if you'll just give it time, trust and believe in the process and go.
That was a great synopsis, and I have to tell you, it impacted me so much that I started to talk about it a lot on subsequent shows after that, and I couldn't help but come up with, you know, the words, the strong get stronger, that if you have been listening to your coach, to your 20 group, AJ, Michael, to your peer groups, to the associations and all the stuff we're doing virtually today, and you're saying, same things. Everybody's talking about that. Everybody's doing that. Why am I not? And the proof of concept was, is if you were pre-pandemic, I bet you I can ask both of you, did you come out of it a little bit better than not?
Oh, completely. I mean, it's been phenomenal for us. So
I know, AJ, you've had a great year. I mean, you just showed me your numbers. It's God almighty.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been extremely blessed, but it's true. I mean, it's not like we've never seen a downturn before. We know that you know, history repeats itself in some way. You know, like you alluded to with our 20 group, you know, we've surrounded ourselves with that network of other shop owners. Not only are they just great shop owners, but they're great leaders, right? And so what's the common denominator between all of these? And there's a lot of ways that you can continuously invest in yourself, empty your purse into your head with just great knowledge and leadership and best practices and things of that sort. And you got to continually cultivate that. So when crap does hit the fan, you're ready to go. You can, again, you know, the saying I love is the Navy SEALs credo, right? You don't rise to the level of your expectations. You fall to the level of your training. So if that's the way you do business, then when things go haywire, you're ready to go.
Can we put that at the top of the list, guys? I mean, let's go back. All this training that we needed, and you brought up a great, if you will, a common denominator for success, AJ, and that was leadership. Who's going to leadership training? Who's taking leadership training? You couldn't miss quality virtual leadership training since March of last year. I'll bet you there were 30 to 40 different topics with at least 20 coaches all bringing that culture, leadership, marketing, point of sales, social media, pay plans, the value of income statements and KPIs. And so, okay, well, you can look at the collection of podcasts that I've done, almost 900, and what we did all of last year. You could read countless articles that have come out in magazines. And what did you do? Did you discount them? Did you throw them off to the side? Did you say, I'm in total deniability mood. That won't matter to me. I'll be okay. I'll come out fine. Can't someone realize that as an industry, we're trying to lift all ships? We wouldn't be sharing. We wouldn't be caring. We wouldn't be doing a show called Proof of Concept because we know it works. So guys, I guess what we want to do is some hammer time here. Let's just talk about some topics, bring your experiences to play, and maybe we can carry 20 more people over the line by listening to, if you will, these proof of concept concepts or rants, whatever we want to call this. We may just call this thing a rant show.
May well be, but Carm, hey, first of all, I want to say, you know, thank you to you. And one thing that I think we've done really, really well as an industry, it was propping each other up in the beginning. The coaches, everybody, the training, World Pack, everybody that went out there and put everything out there. The amount of sharing last year was phenomenal. And I think if the restaurant industry would have done the same thing and other industries would have done the same thing, they would have, a lot of those people would have had completely different outcomes.
You bring up such a great point. The point is competition. We look too anally, if you will, on our local competitors. And, you know, my God, that's bad news. My secret sauce, I won't share it with you. The ones that do, phenomenal friends. They're friends in co-opetition. I did a rant on my year-end personal broadcast to the industry talking about this exact thing. Go have coffee with someone down the road. If you're successful, who needs a race, another person who's racing to the bottom, right, AJ, Michael? We don't need any of that. There's zero secrets in this industry. And I'd go on for an hour if I could on why I believe that's true, but then so will you guys. AJ, culture. I mean, to me, in a business, if there is proof of concept, to me, I think at the top of the list is culture and leadership.
Again, we talk about that common denominator of good leadership is cultivating an incredible culture, right? It starts at the top, it trickles down into your employees, and then it's also just projected to your customers. And that's how you get those raving fans. So, you know, one of the great books I harp on definitely is that book Traction, right? It's the entrepreneurial operating system. One part of that of that wheel, the spoke of that wheel, is developing the culture, understanding what your core purpose is, your core values, you know, your big, hairy, audacious goal, the whole nine yards. And then that needs to be, again, announced to your entire company, right? Get them on board, get buy-in. And again, you hire and fire that way, right? So you want to make sure that you've got people that work for you that align with those core values. So, of course, Barry Barrett, he's the EOS implementer, so he knows all that as well. But as a result, again, we hire the correct people. It trickles down. And so if the captain's calm, the crew is calm. So when stuff was really, again, going downhill, there was no talks of layoffs. There was no talks of doom and gloom. It was all positive, all energetic. Let's get this going. We know what we can do to get through this.
I'd like to get back to kind of Michael for a minute and let him tell his story about how he, where he was 2 years ago, what happened last year, and kind of how we got there, what we did.
Well, it's been interesting just kind of listening to you guys talk about, you know, the start and being open-minded, as, you know, as I say it. And I'm a big believer in being completely transparent, you know, when it comes to my employees, when it comes to everybody. And I just got to a point where I was completely stagnant. I couldn't get over, I want to say it was like 40,000. I couldn't have a month over 40,000. I kept searching and searching and searching. It led me to a few different groups and to a few different coaches and so on and so forth. And I got to the point where I just started reaching out. Our first year in sales, when we were at the small location, I want to say we were the 250-ish mark for all in. Not even the first full year, Chris, I don't think it was that I was with you. We did a little over 500. And then ending this year, we've pretty much doubled our goal or doubled our sales. We did a little over $1 million a year. But the one thing that I learned more importantly is just to not let no come out of your mouth. When you have your peers, when you see people on different groups and so on and so forth, that's what's allowed me to grow, is because I don't know everything. You know, it's like I tell my employees all the time, like, I can't do what I've done by myself. And it's a combined effort, you know, from my peers, from my employees, you know, my coaches, everything, you know, it comes so much deeper. But yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy ride for us. And, you know, I always tell people, if you're interested in it, you just need to say yes, like commit 3 months to nothing but yes, 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 and see where it goes. But you'll also get a bit, you know, I got a whole bunch of kickback from other people in the industry that haven't been here and haven't done it. And we're completely blown away that you're letting somebody else tell you what to do with your business. This is your business. This isn't their business, but it's been tremendous for us.
That's a great question, AJ. Is that what you hear in your groups? You would, or in circles, you'd let coach tell you what to do?
Well, gosh, we wouldn't be here without it. I mean, John Woffler, he's our facilitator in our bottom line impact group. Before I was even qualified, because my sales were so little, it was literally just my wife and I that worked behind our house in a little one-bay garage. And that was, I literally just picked up a photo that was 5 years ago. We were in that little one-bay garage. And we knew that this business was going to be what we wanted to just sustain us towards the future. And again, same thing like you, Mike, I was just kind of researching to figure out what group can I get connected with that's going to help me grow. I knew everything there was about cars, but not everything I knew about a business. And so to get hooked up with taking RLO's Gorilla Shop Management course, going through that ladder, John Woffler just holding our hand as, you know, a personal mentor for a few months before I got into a group. Like you just experienced, Mike, it was literally 100% growth year after year. And and just to see where we've come to where we're at today, you need to be, again, that group process is absolutely instrumental to feed off one another, to understand best practices, to how we're, because we're all on the same ship, right? Everywhere, all over the country, but we're all in the same ship, especially with this pandemic. And to deal with those issues and understand what's working, what's not working, it's instrumental. It's needed.
So, AJ, I've got a question for you. I don't know if you noticed the same as I did, but when I first started asking about coaching in different groups and so on and so forth, and it's kind of like we were talking earlier about this not being a secret, the thing that I experienced was it was a secret. I'd reach out to different people and I'd ask different people, hey, I know that you're part of this group. Can you give me some information about it? And all of a sudden it was just this big closed off secret. And I happened to run across somebody that opened up to me about it. And that's really what led me to, you know, to the group that I'm part of. But that was my experience from the very beginning. But you're right, it does seem like since 2020 has come, it's not a secret. You know, if you can't talk to a shop that's next door to you about marketing strategies, then what I've learned is flatlined and flatlined only.
I would agree. So I really didn't know any other shop owners that were kind of in a group, right? I didn't even know that coaches existed. I just happened to pick up a random copy of Ratchet and Wrench. I saw them in there in an article. I'm like, oh, me, you know, this aligns with what I want to do, right? And I literally just sent them an email. I got a follow-up call, and that was the start of that journey. For me, it was just my own curiosity to figure out, like, I'm sure there's a way I can just improve my business. Like Chris said, you know, thank you to Carm, because, you know, honestly, when I really started to kind of go up this path, you didn't exist really as far as your podcasts. And so for you to be out there out front and just throwing out so much, having that this plethora of media and topics that are out there that pertain to us is absolutely huge. But also, too, you know, I think that we're harping and we're on this pedestal talking to others that are also on pedestals because they wouldn't spend the time watching and listening to these podcasts, right? It's really a matter of trying to get out of this bubble that we're in and try to affect the shops that have no idea that we exist, that there is this culture and that this group exists of other shop owners. And so I think that's the main goal.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, if you think you're the only one struggling, well, think again. Hey, you know, auto repair is a high dollar, high value transaction, and your customer sensitivity about how much it costs and why is never more important than when you ask them to pay the bill. While these conversations can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable, it's important that you don't fall down and cheapen your services at the final step. Shopware's shop management platform now offers a solution that helps you showcase the value and sophistication that you've invested throughout the repair. With our innovative digital workflow, customers can review, approve, and even pay for services right from their smartphone. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. Hey, Carm here. Are your competitors ranking higher than you in search? Is your marketing company using plain vanilla recycled content? And does your marketing look like every other shop's and you're not even sure it's working? Powerful, effective marketing is not cookie cutter. It should showcase all of the things that are unique about your business. Don't you think you deserve better results? It's time to make a change. Our good friends at Shop Marketing Pros are past shop owners and industry veterans. They get it. Their process is pretty simple. Listen, create, and do. They spend time getting to know you and create a unique marketing message and then do the heavy lifting for you so you can do what you do best, run a shop and fix cars. Do yourself a favor. Give your shop the top-notch marketing it deserves. Schedule a call today on the web at shopmarketingpros.com. That's shopmarketingpros.com. Don't wait. Do it now. I always tell people, listen, if you're finding a certain level of success, share the podcast with someone who isn't. They may not know the question to ask. And if they want a private networking group because they're not comfortable in a bigger group, then they can have a private networking group with the almost 900 episodes. There isn't a topic we've probably not covered for the moment in time. I mean, every year changes. We talk about new and different things. This year is going to be a movement of youth, apprenticing, succession in many of the episodes that we're dealing with because that's what's going on now. I don't want to talk about a technician shortage. I don't want to talk about the lack of quality hires. I want to tell people how to start growing their own. And maybe we'll look back in 5 years and say, Chris, proof of concept. You had to start bringing on apprentices.
So I want to go back for just a minute. I heard either Carm or AJ or somebody say, your coach gets on there and tells you how to run your business. That couldn't be further from the truth. I share with my clients what I know works. And from my experience, I know this will work and it will help you out. Now, the quicker you buy in, the more you say yes, the sooner we'll get to there and be successful. And I remember Michael and I had a lot of hard conversations about the naysayers around him that were like, hey, you know, this guy's an idiot. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Those people have never met me before in their life. So they don't have a clue where I've been and what I've done. But again, we're not as coaches ramming it down your throat, or at least I don't. And I hope that the others aren't. We're sharing what we know works with you, hence the proof of concept. We know it works, so we share it.
Well, let's think about this, guys. How many coaches either fire their client or the client fires them, because either they don't want to, the client doesn't want to be held accountable for the what it really takes to get to the next level, or the coach says, "Hey, I'm wasting their money," and they're never. I mean, why would they do check the box to say I have a coach like my buddy down the street has, and I'm still not going to do anything about it? Why would you waste the money?
Yeah, there's a comfortability level there, right? And change is hard. Change is hard for a lot of people. And gosh, I mean, I was, very malleable when I really started this because I didn't know anything. I was extremely naive to it. So yeah, I was that person who just said yes, 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 yes. And there's no silver bullet, but here's our best practices. If you implement these things, there will be an improvement in your business, in your day-to-day life. You're going to get more time off. Those print advertisements of having a coach, of you sitting on the beach enjoying time, yes, that can exist if that's what your goal is, right? Those are all possibilities. Again, you need that buy-in, you need that attitude, you need the want to change. And if you're just not that kind of person, it's going to be hard. It just is.
AJ, you sent something to me that I loved. You talked about implementing the slow day action plan. And to me, the concept, proof of concept, is to have a slow day action plan.
Yep, definitely an item that we talk about in our groups. Understanding that, again, pre-pandemic, just understand there's going to be times seasonally, whatever it might be, lack of marketing, I don't know, not getting people in the door, but trying to also just keep your guys busy. That idle time is just killer to the morale of your team. They want to stay busy. So just having that list of, drywall, paint. We redid all the shop floors in both the buildings that we have here in March and April. So having these other tasks to keep the guys busy, keep giving them a paycheck, keeping them employed, and just knowing that as stuff was really going on down around them, maybe they knew loved ones that were losing jobs, that they knew that with us that they weren't, that they were going to have something to do every day and have that purpose to get up and come to work and have a smile on their face.
I think that's great, AJ. But the other thing that plays into that, I think, is it sounds like you were on great financial footing that you could afford to buy the material to replace the flooring. And I mean, I don't know your specific situation, but you were able and capable to do that for your employees. And you have to be, on a good footing with profits and cash flow in order to do that.
Certainly. That is the oxygen that lives off of your business. So that's a ground level. It's a foundational item any business needs to work on.
Proof of concept, rainy day fund, 3 or 4 or 5 months worth of whatever that number is to sustain a business no matter what. Who would have ever thought? And if a coach doesn't have a plan for creating that for their client, I think that would be a mistake. Chris, are you talking that a lot?
We're talking to it constantly, and I'm going to bang on Michael here for just a minute because we talked about it for a lot longer than he actually started implementing it. But yeah, you have to first make sure you're profitable, and then two, have a process. Again, processes and procedures, proof of concept. What do we do? How do we handle our money? What's our labor margin profit, our parts margin profit? Those are processes and procedures. You may not have them written down, but that's a process. So,
Michael, it's your turn. He just dropped you.
He just dropped me. I think is what he's, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Chris, we're talking about profit first.
Yeah.
And implementing different ways of, of being able to have that, not necessarily the cash flow, but to have the cash flow in the right places for when, for when times like a pandemic does happen. It's something that it took me, oh my goodness, a year.
Yeah, we talked about it for a year before we got it done.
It took us a year of talking about it before it was there. But I mean, I sat on the bank accounts for 3 months, I think, 3-4 months with, just the minimum requirement of being able to open the account was. But it's something that's been, I can't say it's been phenomenal for us because it's, once again, it's been something that has just started, but it's that secureness that I have with myself, with my family, with the, with the guys out in the shop and, even the guys up front, is it's almost numbness anymore. You don't necessarily have to think about it.
Yeah, if you're talking about the book profit first, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. We implemented that same bank account method. We started that about a year ago. Yeah, so we set up all the accounts. I have my offsite bank accounts too, where I put my tax money and my profit money. And it's not even on my Mint feed, with all that link, all my bank accounts. So I don't even know it exists. Of course, I know the money's there, but it just makes it very hard to touch.
I interviewed Mike Michalowicz, episode 421. You got to go listen to it. He's a fun guy, and it was a real fun episode to do. I consumed the book, and then I reached out to him and says, hey, can I interview you? Now, he's got some automotive aftermarket in his background, I think on his father, with his father-in-law. And when I go back to the proof of concept, Chris, Michael, AJ, we almost have to add the concepts of profit first, the rainy day fund, the segmenting of money into something that is as critical going forward. If there was going to be, you know, that 12 critical, most important list, marketing, customer service, POS, social media, DVI, pay plans, income statement, culture, the segmenting of your money needs to be one of them. I look back at the years that I've been doing this, as I said, nearly 900 episodes, we've covered every topic. Never been more important than have something so crushing to our economy, to our world, prove, which is why we're here, that those things needed to be. If you want to turn your business around, you've got to listen to these things. You've got to listen to your peers. You've got to get connected with someone. You've got to hire a coach. Can't afford to hire a coach. Chris, how many times have people said that to you?
People say it quite often, but, you know, typically, not even typically, you know, one of our goals is to make sure early and often that we're able to provide value to the client. And one of the ways we do that is make sure that, you know, we're increasing cash flow and doing things like that so they can afford us. But the other thing is you can't afford not to. I've never had anybody contact me that hired us that's gone out of business, but I sure know a hell of a lot of people that never contacted us that did go out of business. If you're in a hole, if you're in trouble, if you've given up, when you call me, I have enough hope for everybody. So I'm going to pull you towards the finish line.
Hey, we got a great comment from Doug Hunter about Profit First. Thank you for that. Tommy Nicholson, implementation is crucial for concepts that work for any business. Thank you. The proof is here. The success is here. It works. We just have to implement. And I think that's the big word, right, AJ?
Well, I was going to also mention, too, just kind of harping back on the cash flow and that, again, being the oxygen of your business. But any business is like a three-legged stool, right? One part of that stool is your marketing and sales. The other part of that stool is the production, actually getting that work done in the shop. And then three is the HR and the finance. If you don't have that foundation of sound financing for your business, the thing will fall apart and you won't have a stool to sit on. So just another thing to kind of keep in mind as far as proof of concept.
And I think that's great. I kind of have like a three things that as a shop owner, once you're stepping back away from the business, or not away from it, but not actively working in it every day and working on it, you know, the leader's responsible for three things. They're responsible for car count. They're responsible for their internal customers, which is their employees. And we have to make sure that they're on a good enough financial footing that the employees don't ever show up to work and there's a big sign on the door saying, hey, we're out of business. So I think matches up with yours perfectly almost. So I think that's awesome.
So guys, what's the problem for implementation? Do I need a coach? I listened to a show, a podcast. I read an article. I totally get it. I agree. I need to do this. What is it that we can't implement?
There's not one thing you can't implement. I think a lot of the issues are either misguided belief systems and or the inability to say yes, like Michael said. He just said yes, and look how it's worked out for him.
Let's drive into that a little bit. If you could be as transparent as you can, when you said, I got to cross this line.
Probably the best place to start is I was sitting upstairs with my wife. We were watching a movie. I think I had already, spoke to Chris, and, you know, she's like, well, you know, what do you want to do? You know, this, you know, this is kind of scary in a way. It's a lot of money. You know, what do you want to do? And I looked at her and I said, we only live once, you know, let's give it a try. And she's like, okay, you know, what's your commitment to it? And I said, well, the way I look at it is we have a credit card. And if we've got to put it on here for a while to see what it does for us, worst case scenario, we go back to where we were, we knew what we were doing, but let's give it a shot. And I said, I'm going to say yes to everything that I can for the next 3 months. And there's not going to be a no that comes out of my mouth unless it's something that I just plain flat can't afford to do.
Okay, so your say yes was to the concepts and the business principles and practices that Chris wanted you to go through.
Absolutely, because I'm one person. I see one side of, or at the point, or you know, at that point, I only saw one side of, you know, of the business, and it was what I was doing for myself, not what others were doing to, you know, to be more profitable, to sustain growth, to go through growth, because that wasn't me. So I saw one side of it, and the only thing that I knew is if I listened to others and I applied what was being told to me, the only thing I could hope for is that we won, and not necessarily won, but that we were able to grow and we were able to be to where I wanted to be, what my dreams were, what, you know, what my envision was. So I did. I really went into it. And Chris, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if I said no to anything. I mean, I'll never forget the first day of really implementing the different systems that we did. And all of a sudden I'm running around with my head cut off. I'm like calling Chris. I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, do this. Okay. So, you know, the word yes came out of my mouth a whole lot.
And I would say, you know, a lot of shop owners that are technicians, they get to a point to where they're like, I'm doing this by myself in a shop, and now I've added employees. I would say probably without a doubt, all shop owners are hustlers, right? That's why they're shop owners. So they go from, you know, I was turning 60 hours a week and working 40 and making 100 grand plus a year, and now I'm working 100 hours a week making $10,000 a year. What went wrong? And they get to the point to where they're ready to give up and do something. And that's when they reach out and call. The one thing that I would say is Michael said yes. And there's some stuff, you know, there are some must-dos in there as well. Michael had a website, but it was underperforming. So on top of me asking him for money to pay for me and my services and everything that's associated with that, I have to go to him and be like, hey, your website's okay. I appreciate you having one, but it sucks. Let's get a better one and move on, because we can pull in more customers and it'll pay for itself. But again, I have to have you believe in me that I know what I'm doing and that will work. And so, you know, websites are like tattoos. You can get a $20 tattoo and have one, or you can get a $2,000 tattoo and have a really good one. Anyway, he said yes. And there along the way, the yeses. And I think he's underselling kind of what he did a little bit. You know, we went from a shop that in less than 18 months went from $300,000 a year to $1 million a year. We also switched locations with him and hired more people than he's ever had to deal with before. And we got rid of an underperforming service advisor and got, you know, like top of the rung. And then now he has an assistant. So, I mean, we've come a long way.
Come a long, long way.
AJ, a question to you. We know your story. You've been on the show. You know, the garage at the house, you and the wife. When was it that you said, hey, I need some advice, some help?
It was my wife as my first employee was really the impetus to that. Because prior to that, yes, I had a garage behind my house. I was the one-man show. I worked on the cars. I sold the work. I picked up the parts. I did everything. I knew that wasn't sustainable long-term, but it also afforded me to create my own schedule. I did a bunch of other extracurricular activities. But again, it really wasn't until I married my wife, Stephanie, that I realized, all right, she's going to be my first employee. And anyway, when I met, too, she lived in Long Beach, California. I somehow convinced her to relocate all the way over here to Maryland. And they said, hey, we're going to do this crazy thing. We're going to just start this auto repair business and really try to take this thing off. So that's when I got in touch with RLO training. And then that's where it just blew up. I mean, yeah, when we started the first full year with just her and I, same thing. It was about $330,000 a year. And we just about doubled it every year. And so this will be year five at this point, and we just ended the year at 1.8 3 million. So it's like it's unbelievable growth. But like you said, Mike, you got to say yes. You got to have the attitude. You got to have great help. And back to your question, Carm, as far as do you need a coach, you can go at it alone, but why blaze your own trail? Why make your own mistakes? You could literally reduce that time of trying to make all those mistakes on your own, which could take decades, versus learn from the coach and others of other shop owners around you in a great environment, reduce the amount of mistakes and just all towards growth.
I can't help but think, is it because I'm stubborn? Is it because I want to say I did it my way? What blocks people, AJ?
There's a lot of different types of shop owners. And there's just, it's not just shop owners, it's also just business ownership in general. And, you know, nothing irks me more inside me having a conversation with another business owner, complaining about their customers, complaining about their employees. Well, we always say, too, if it weren't for the employees and the customers, it'd be really easy, right? So this isn't a new concept. There isn't a business without both of those things, employees and great customers. So nothing irks me about those that just complain about business ownership. Well, to me, you just don't have the drive or want to improve yourself or make your life better or figure out a way for it to not suck, right? So either embrace the suck and move on and grow or relent and just complain all the time and that's it.
Here it is. AJ and Michael would be very happy to hire a CEO of a business right now that isn't happy and would rather, like Chris says, go back to turning, you know, being paid for 40, turning 60, right? Why go through all the hassle to learn to be a CEO when you just go back to turn wrenches? Frankly, not everyone was made to be a business owner. They jumped in it and said, oh my God. And we're dealing with those shops that are out there that are saying, oh, you don't want to go to Neely's. You don't want to go to Michael's place because, you know, they're going to rip you off. My labor rate's $55. I don't know. His is $130. Can't you see you'll save money by coming here?
Well, and so this is the statement that's going to get me in trouble right here. I guarantee it. We'll see what the comments are. But back to AJ's, you're in your shop. And you're sitting there and you're like, there's not one other person anywhere in the world that knows what I'm dealing with, what I'm going through, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you right now, that's your biggest mistake. You're in your own bowl. The reason you can't see outside of it or see that somebody else has an answer is because you're working so hard every day in your business, you can't get outside your business. You're a guppy in a fishbowl, and I swim with sharks every day. I've had clients from Maine to California, Canada to Puerto Rico. I've had one circumstance in the last 5 years that I haven't seen before, and that was an NAACP review of all things, but that's not for here now. But I'm telling you, the coaches, the other people in the industry, your peers out there have seen pretty much everything that you do and go through. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Just because you're in it and can't see it doesn't mean that somebody else can't.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for bringing this topic. In fact, I did feel this thing became a little bit of a rant, and I think that's good, and I think it's healthy to be able to hear from people in our industry that came up through the School of Hard Knocks. They're going to go back and say, hey, yeah, I may have done it wrong, but I finally got it right.
Well, and I think what you heard from the other two people was say yes, and they have passion for their business. And I would say that both of these owners really love doing what they're doing, and now they found a way to do it. How can you get better than that? I mean, what's better than working on your business instead of in your business, having employees that are happy and healthy and able to get everybody through?
AJ, give us a final summary on this. Is something that you wanted to cover?
The success stories exist. They are out there. And like Chris alluded to, you know, those one-man bands of single shop owners, those that don't have that network of other shop owners around them, you're right. That they think that they're in their own world, in their own bubble, and they don't know a way out. But we are that source. And it is kind of up to us to, again, just something as simple as sharing a podcast to them or just lending out and extending a hand to help and improve this industry. Because I'm telling you, we've now proven that not only is auto repair recession proof, but it's also now pandemic proof. So if anything, we're just adding value to this industry as a whole. I mean, we should be extremely proud to have gotten through, you know, such a year and to see that we're, you know, I kind of predict 2021 as being the inverse of what 2020 was. So I really think that we're going to get back to some real normalcy by, like, say, September timeframe. Things are looking up, you know, ask for help. And you'd be so surprised too. Again, if you don't find someone that's willing to help, well, that's just not the person you need to be associated with anyway. You are the average of the top five people you hang out with. Hang out with better people. You'll be a better person.
What a great story. And by the way, I love what you said. We're essential. And I think the message, some of us used the message to our benefit by telling our customers we're essential and by reminding our people we're essential. And to me, what a confidence builder for what it is that we do. And to your point, AJ, there's probably nothing we can't get through now that we've been through something with this much gravity to it.
Yeah, you know, and just the things that we were able to change and implement to just accommodate our customers, right? Offering that, say, the touchless experience, the free pickup and drop off, you know, of course, requiring the masks in the office, like all those things. And, you know, we've even gotten reviews from customers thanking us for making those changes. It's adding some comfort and ease for them to come in and do business with us. They know that we're on top of it. We're not ignoring all these things. So, again, anything you can do. And again, not everything is going to work. Right. If you say yes to everything, you're not going to have 100% success. So, but understanding what is working, what isn't working, changing, always change, embrace the change. It is healthy long term.
Excellent. Hey, Michael, your first podcast with me. Thank you so much for being here. You did great. Any final words, analogy at all?
You know, I think the one thing that I kind of want to touch on that I feel like I kind of implement for myself is it's not why you're different, it's how you're different. And I feel like to be how is more of your actions. It's who you are, you know, as a business owner. It's more of how you are as a boss to your employees, and just understanding that, you know, it's how you're different. It's not why you're different, because everybody can tell you why they're different, but how is more of an action deal for me. And I always go back to that. It's not why I'm different, because I can tell you why I'm different. Look at how I'm different. Look at what I do for you. And it's evolving. It's changing with what the market is, with our economy, with the, you know, going through a recession or going through a pandemic or whatever. It's how you're different, and it's what makes you different.
Hey, Chris, thanks for bringing this topic to me. Thanks for being passionate about this. I'll give you the last word.
One, if everybody's out there, if for some reason this is your first time on something that Carm has produced, go to remarkableresults.biz. And if you go in the search bar and type in service advisor, coaching, or something like that, it'll bring up hours worth of watching and listening for you. So I'm going to challenge you to do that. If you're looking for service advisor training, whatever else, pop it in there, do it. Also, because what AJ said, it's recession proof and everything else like that, we're seeing all kinds of new people that want into the auto repair industry. And I think, or I don't think, I know Carm and I put one in the can about getting into the industry.
It'll be out soon. We have a great one in the can. Yeah. Well, no, thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate that. Yeah, Chris and I have a podcast in the can about brainstorming about getting into the industry. By the way, who mentioned Traction? AJ. AJ mentioned Traction. You know, I have a books page on the website, remarkableresults.biz/books, or you can find it on the tab there. That book is available there. Of course, Barry Barrett, great friend of the show. I got to get Barry on. We got to do some more talking about that. Mike Michalowicz's book, Profit First, is up there. Of course, you can type in any topic that you want, and thanks for that. Thanks, Chris Cotton, Auto Fix, SOS, AJ Neely, Neely's Auto Service, Edgewater, Maryland, and Michael Galini, Your Auto Shop, Plano, Texas. Did I say that right, Michael?
You did. Absolutely did.
Hey, guys, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for being here.
You guys as well.
Thanks, everybody.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.